Opposition to the U.S. assassination drone strikes is growing across the globe. The Washington-based Pew Research Center, which carried out a survey on the issue in 39 countries, has found out that half or more than half of the respondents in 31 of these countries disapprove of U.S. drone attacks. The research shows that in most of the countries polled, there continues to be an extensive opposition to the American drone campaign in countries such as Pakistan, Yemen, and Somalia.
The survey comes at a time when anti-American sentiments are running at an all-time high in Pakistan due to Washington's drone campaign. Mindful of this strong public reaction, the new Pakistani government is seeking an immediate end to such airstrikes.
Islamabad considers the U.S. drone attacks as violation of its territorial integrity and sovereignty.
Drones hamlon ke upar to maujooda hukumat ki jo policy hai.
Our policy on drone strikes is very clear. The present government has taken up this matter in a strong and clear terms with the government of the United States. The Prime Minister has articulated our position on this matter in the National Assembly of Pakistan. This subject is being raised with the U.S. side at an appropriate level.
Pakistan says it will raise the issue of drone attacks with Washington when U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visits Islamabad later this month. The Obama administration considers drone attacks as key to eliminate so-called high-value targets from the Pakistan's tribal areas. However, very few people buy this claim.
United States has to come to some conclusion, as Pakistan is stressing that many innocent people, they are killed, and these drone attacks, they are counterproductive to the desired achievement of eliminating militarism, extremism, and changing the mindsets.
According to tallies by human rights organizations, close to 3,500 people, mostly civilians, have died in U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan since 2004. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.